Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Sunday, June 21st, 2015. Happy Father's Day, everyone. It's a blessing to be with you here on Blog Talk Radio tonight, celebrating this holiday weekend. Tonight's topic is community outreach, wellness, and spirituality. I have two callers on the line already. Before I bring my guest on the line, I have a very special caller here on the line from Connecticut. Plan for Fitness Talk Show.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Dad. How are you? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Vidala calling in from Waterbury, Connecticut. We're over 1,000 miles away. I wanted to take a minute on the intro of this show and just recognize you and say how much I love you.
I love you too, Debbie. It's always good hearing your voice.
Thank you so much for being a part of Plan for Fitness and believing in me. You can feel free to listen in or disconnect the line when you're ready. I have 30 minutes of live airtime tonight, and I am so pleased. I met a gentleman. His name is Manny Mendez today, and I did an interview with him, and he is really profound in his faith. I knew this when I met him. People give their energy out. So I asked him to share his story about sobriety, his spiritual path, and all of the things that went along with that, and the ability to overcome the obstacles. Let me bring Manny on the line.
Hey.
Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show.
Hello, Debbie. How you doing? It's a pleasure to be here with
Hi,
you.
Hi, Manny. Hi. Well, you know, we have Mr. Vidala on the line with us. I was so happy, you know, that we can do this show tonight. And let's start off, you know, this adventure has really led me to many destinations. And we talked today, and the first topic was hope. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite the darkness.
That's right.
Even
That's
in your
right.
most difficult moments, you are surrounded by immeasurable light. Darkness is a transient visitor, a passing cloud. Light is what we are.
Love it.
I know. You know, I really appreciated your story. First of all, happy Father's Day to you, Manny.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's one of my biggest blessings today, the ability, you know, to be an example to my daughter, to be a father, a mentor, and everything else. So.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing the job. And again, today on Father's Day, to celebrate the gift we get to share is doing this radio show together. Our goal is to get into the solution, ladies and gentlemen. I discussed fitness, health, and wellness with Manny today, and we both agreed it's an inside job. Exercise, spirituality, rest, and nutrition are essential to promote wellness. So I continue my community outreach because I continue to grow and stay humble. Manny, let's talk about how you're very involved with the community and your love for outreach as well.
Absolutely. First of all, you know, this everything that I'm doing today was not something that 3.5 years ago I decided to start doing. It was it's been a journey. At about 6 months after having made a commitment to change my life, I felt a calling, a nug in my spirit to do some things outside the box, non-traditional, And I can't sit here and tell you that it was going to be easy. I just knew that, God was telling me, son, it was going to be worth it. And I did. One of the first things that I did was be still. I applied some of my gifts, which the first one was art. And from then on, other things started to happen in my life. The writing, later on the filming. I always had, a soft spot for youth and, people, struggling with addiction and alcoholism and just, life in general. And, one of the first things that I did was start a summer art program for inner city kids early in my recovery. As time passed, I continued. I faced all kind of adversities, funding these projects, these programs, was told no, was overlooked at. But God placed some instrumental people in my life who were the few that believed in me. And, today I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams, loving everything that I do. I'm involved with a couple of youth ministries in my community, gone as far as to do fundraisers to give back, which is incredible. Me and you spoke a little bit about my history and where I come from, and, the miracle is where I'm at today.
Absolutely, because you worked for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I have Manny Mendez calling in from Lake Worth, Florida, Chief Executive Officer at For Real Inspirations, and we're sharing his story this evening. First of all, congratulations on 3.5 years of sobriety.
Thank you.
And also for your many talents. You really, part of the discussion tonight centers from progression through defeat. Each show that's produced and written really is important to me. And can you tell the listeners, Manny, how you turned your situation into a message?
It's funny you use those words, because that's exactly what I say when I do speaking engagements, how God kind of turned the mess into a message. It wasn't something that happened overnight, and working in the field of, substance abuse, addiction now, I see a lot of people go through the same, pitfalls. After, 11 and a half years of incarceration, homelessness, 20 plus years of active addiction, many attempts at, saying that I wanted to change. One day I can't even find the words. I just knew that from that moment on, I was going to get uncomfortable with myself. I was going to do things that were not normal of me doing, such as, praying, going to meetings, reaching out to people, opening up. And the hardest thing for any person struggling with addiction was being still. I was always all over the place. When God called at me, I fought him. And at that moment, I was just, I was tired, man. I was tired of the pain, the misery, the building things, in my life only to destroy them again and lose them, and, finding myself in, that hollow situation where you just, nothing else worked, drugs, money, cars, sex, nothing was filling that void any longer. And I knew it was going to have to be an inside job, And
absolutely.
That's where I went, man. I went looking inside and not on the outside anymore. And here I am.
I love that. And we talked today, and it was, a sensitive issue, incarceration from 17 years old to 28. You were a young man. But in that time, you received your GED, you did continuing ed, you did the art classes, and you found a special treasure in the solace of drawing and painting. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's pretty much how it happened. You know, I always say this, you know, and our darkest moments is when we're being polished. We just don't know
Amen.
It yet, you know.
Amen
if
on
I
that.
If I didn't go through those, you know, tribulations and trials in my life, I would have never became the artist that I am today. So, you know, it may seem like something horrible, you know, to have spent, you know, most of my youth behind bars. But, you know, today I get to touch.
You turned it around.
Yeah.
You turned
yeah.
it around. And that's, you know, the main, you know, when I met you, it was more about, you know, there's something special about him. Let me get to know you and find out, you know, what was going on. I saw your card. You're very talented. You're an artist. You're an author. You do films. And we're going to talk about that, too. So this is very exciting. You're 43 years old now. We're a year apart. And, you know,
yeah.
we had a lot in common. And I said, you know, you're centered in your career and you're focused on the future. Again, it's a huge accomplishment. And I call it the G-O-D, the good orderly direction. I know you heard of that. And we are both. Yes. We are both Christians. We're not afraid to show our love for our faith. And I want to just talk about the pastor who has had an impact on your life and the connection with spirituality through service and prayer.
This man is the founder of Restoration Bridge. It is a food pantry program that's out back of the Trinity International Church over here on Hypoluxa Military. And at the moment that he came into my life, I hit a really low point. I was in a halfway house that was assigned to me by the Homeless Assessment Center, which was part of CARP. This halfway house was called Carl's Place. And Mr. Pastor Dan West was one of the volunteers who regularly went by there and picked up, you know, the guys to take them to the food pantry program so they could help out. And, you know, he would bless them with, you know, groceries to carry them, you know, for a week or two. And, you know, when you mentioned the word pastor, to me, I would automatically, you know, kind of back away because, you know, I wasn't a godly person. I didn't know anything about, you know, spirituality. But from the beginning, he just had this, you know, light about him and, you know, how he conducted himself and, you know, the passion that he had for what he was doing. And that rubbed off on me. You know, he didn't preach to me. He did something that was more valuable. He loved me. You know, I sent him a happy Father's Day today with a little message. But, you know, big part of where I'm at today was because he believed in me. You know, he didn't overlook me. He seen something, you know, in me that I couldn't see in myself. You know, he would buy me art supplies. You know, one of my chapters in my book is called My First Five Gifts. And they're ordinary things that, you know, we have, you know, in our household that at that moment in my life, they, you know, I didn't have them and they meant the world to me. You know, a few of those things was a watch that he gave me, told me so I'll never, you know, be late. And I was never really late, but, you know, he was really trying to tell me that, you know, it was my time. He gave me 4 buckets I could wash my clothes. And I asked him for one, and he said, don't shortchange yourself. You know, there's 3 other apartments here. You know, you're going to do some big things with your life one day. You're going to need more than what you asked for. Gave me a backpack, you know, for my journey. Gave me a radio and a few other things. And, you know, these little things were instrumental in my journey, but it was just the thought of, you know, why he was doing it. You know, he's still a big part of my life. You know, I'll be talking about him in my book. And, you know, the transition from going from a hopeless state of mind into, you know, his, what would be the right word, but his.
He instilled reverence in you. That's what I would say.
You know, I visited them yesterday, and I went to the food pantry program. I hadn't been there in a few months, you know, and went back to my roots and where I began. And, you know, I look back at all the blessings I have today and everything that God's given me and, you know, my career and, you know, what I get to do for a living. And I'm like, wow, this was definitely not something that
you stay on that attitude of gratitude. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the line here with Manny Mendez calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. I'm broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, and we're talking really about spirituality and wellness. And I was thinking about you, you know, since you left our meeting today, and I thought perseverance when I looked at you, and I thought, you know, it is vital to survive in situations where you may feel helpless. And you shared your experience, you know, with the homelessness, with the addiction, with the incarceration. But in the end of it all, you were educated, you were talented, you were spreading a word. You're spreading the word, too, you know, of the Lord. And it's good. And you're working. You're surrounded by good people. And that's what it takes. And you're kind to others. And that comes back tenfold. So I feel like, you know, your story ends with a turn in the right direction. You know, focus, my friend, because it's the only way to move forward, and that is what I see in you.
Thank you so much for those words. It means a lot. I just wish to continue on, you know, the path that I'm in and, you know, just be of service. You know, it's funny because, you know, I do have an organization entitled me, you know, according to, you know, corporate records, I'm CEO. But really, I'm just a humble servant, man, and I never forget that, and it's such a blessing, you know.
That's what's cool about you. Yes. Well, I'm looking forward. I know we talked today. You know, I go out on the streets of Lake Worth for the homeless, and maybe we're going to do a little work together with handing out clothes, and I think that will be a very cool experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I look forward to that myself.
What else is on your mind? You want to talk about the book? Your book is going to be out next year because it's still editing, correct?
Yeah. Yes. This book started right around about the time that I met Pastor Dan. Pastor Dan West has a way of, talking and, you know, speaking things into his existence, in at least in my life. And there was some events that were taking place in my life 6-7 years ago, and he told me I needed to write these things down. There were really miracles that were taking place, and I was really in tune at that moment because I've been stripped of everything. And when you're stripped of everything, you become, you know, clear-minded, and, you know, if you stay in the Word, you start to grow in it. And told me I needed to write, and, you know, I did. For those next 6 months, I wrote every day. I kind of wrote the first half of my book. Unfortunately, after 6 months of writing, some things happened, and, you know, I went back out, and took me a year to get back in and start, you know, to build myself back up. And in the back of my mind, that book was always there. Little would I know that even though I have fallen off, God was still working in my life. Recovery was still implanted in me. And I picked myself back up like I did, you know, 100 times before, and I haven't stopped since. The book, it's entitled From Revolution to Revelations because of how I lived and the things that were revealed later to me. It's about art. It's about overcoming trials and tribulations. It's about faith. It's about addiction. It's about finding your talent. And I make sure I tell people this all the time because, you know, they say, oh, you're lucky. You know, you're an artist. You have a gift. Well, one of my, you know, responses to that is, you know, we're all gifted. If I tell you how I found my gift, you know, you would try to find it differently. And like I mentioned earlier, sometimes we have to be stripped of everything to find that gift. And that was the case for me. I found my gift in prison, which is art. But, you know, art's so many other forms. It could be cooking, you know, gardening, you know, being of service. You know, all those things are art forms, you know. And the film that we're about to release right now is actually titled The Art of Recovery, which is also, you know, one of the things that I've learned throughout these last couple of years is there's nothing more beautiful than to look at a human being as a canvas and watch them grow in their own journey. And, you know, recovery does that. I got the honor to work with a young man who, you know, has been a part of my life for the last little bit over a year. And, you know, I met him with 60 days and he's in this film now. And, you know, he just picked up a 1-year medallion. And watching him just, you know, his life unfold how it is, it's been my greatest, you know, canvas, if I can say it that way. And I think that's what art really is, you know. It's giving colors where it's darkness, it's giving light.
Absolutely.
Where it doesn't exist, you know. That's it.
That's so beautiful what you just said, you know, and it's seeing the good in others. I mean, certainly you're involved in a lot of things. I'm very happy for you. Very happy for you. And
thank
you.
You
did an inside job and you're going out in the community doing things and you got a lot going on. You're doing nonprofits for a charter school fundraiser. That's pretty good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
And also, yeah, let's talk about Stephanie, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie's 13 years old, the daughter to Manny Mendez. And let's talk about this young lady, what you're instilling in her and what she's doing in the community.
She's a handful. She's a project, you know. And, you know, if there's any fathers out there listening, man, that, you know, might be struggling or whatever the case, and, you know, shortchanging themselves, you know, with this in this daddy business, believe me, you know, I know being a father for somebody who had the characters that I had was no easy task. Doesn't come with instructions. But, you know, she is a big part of, you know, why I changed, even though I couldn't change for her. Stephanie is a unique child, not because she's mine, but, you know, I really believe that, you know, a child is a reflection of the parent. And, you know, she's actually in one of my documentaries. And the way that she speaks is I'm dumbfounded by it at her age. She's gifted with the ability to draw and paint like I am, you know, capturing moments with a camera, seeing things that normal eye wouldn't see. My biggest pride is that she's a recovery advocate at the age of 13. She's, you know, spoken at, you know, some of my events. And, you know, she seems to be heading in a direction where God's going to use her as well. And, you know, that direction only came because I changed. I don't know. Her mother is a great mom. Thank God that she's, you know, what we call a normie, you know, but she's got more of a purpose now. She's excited about anything. And before I start anything, I always run it by her. And, you know, we discuss it and, you know, go to different ideas and, you know, and she's just so, you know, full of life with everything that we talk about and bringing it to life.
That's awesome.
I can't help it. Yeah, she's my little
protege. She's proud of you. She's proud of you, and that's, you know, what it is, and that makes your soul smile. You know, you seem, as I said, very centered and humble and also very aware. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Manny Mendez on the line with me, calling in from Lakeland, Florida. You're going to be doing the film festival in L.A. and New York in October, correct?
Yes, that is our goal. You know, we've been involved with the film festivals for the last 3 years, having been nominated to Palm Beach International Film Festival with the first ever recovery addiction-based documentary.
Nice.
The Real Recovery Film Festival as well, which actually tours the United States, all the major cities, showing inspirational recovery-based short films and documentaries. And this year, which is, you know, with the project that we're about to release, we just wanted to add a little bit more to it and, you know, reach out a little bit further, which, you know, it's L.A. and New York, two of the cities that the Real Recovery Film Festival is going to be in. Big shout out to them, the Hope Center, and, you know, everybody else that's, you know, believed in For Real.
Absolutely. Anybody else we want to recognize on your journey that we haven't talked about tonight? What about the Lord's Place?
Know,
the Lord's Place.
Absolutely. Mrs. Barbara Dixon and the staff there for, you know, allowing me to come in into their facility at a time when, you know, I wasn't even eligible for the hot team. And, you know, I persevered because, you know, I knew I didn't want to go back to the way that I was living at that moment. And, you know, they opened up a door for me. You know, they're a nonprofit organization that, you know, centered on helping, you know, just people in general, but especially the homeless, you know, the addict, the alcoholic, the families, you know, the youth.
Absolutely.
It's just, they cover so much.
501c3 organization, nonprofit,
yes.
The Lord's Place in Palm Beach County. It's nice that, you know, we have the opportunity to recognize them. I'm so proud to have you on the show tonight.
No, the honor is mine as well, Debbie. You know, it's funny how we met, though, right?
Yes, by chance you might meet somebody. And, you know, it really can turn into something. But I'm a searcher. I'm a writer. I do production. But really, my talk show has always been about the message and the sharing and the unity. And it's a good feel. It's a natural high.
Thank you. Absolutely. I agree. You know, and big shout out to you.
Thank you. And thank you for being with me tonight on Father's Day. It feels like it's a special day, and what you shared was very personal tonight, and I appreciate, you know, your time, and you really made a difference in my life as well. You know, listening to you and sharing, I felt good when you left, and this show will be archived on file on blogtalkradio.com, Plan for Fitness. And the link will be up shortly. But again, I want to thank you for being with me. And I look
thank
forward
you so
to promoting
well.
The book. I look forward to promoting your book and your film. I know you're going to, Del Rey, you're going to be there November 2015, and then somewhere in Lake Worth around 2016.
Yes, we're going to
do
the actual.
I want to come see one of your shows.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
It will be an honor to have you there. Okay.
Thank you, Manny. We're down to 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in to Plan for Fitness Talk Show this evening. We'll be back next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Good night.
Thank you.